Hello and welcome to Euractiv's Agri-Food Brief. I'm Natasha Foote.
And I'm Gerardo Fortuna.
And here's your weekly update on all things agriculture and food in the EU from Euractiv's Agri-Food News team. Our top story of the week. The most recent draft of the Farm to Fork strategy specifies that mandatory targets for the reduction of both the use and the risk of synthetic chemical pesticides will be established using the controversial Harmonised Risk Indicator 1. However, there are questions as to whether this indicator is an appropriate basis upon which to establish these targets. In case you missed the Farm to Fork leak, the European Commission has aimed to set 5 targets, including the reduction of chemical fertilisers and pesticides. In other news, the virtues of digital farming has been promoted by many, including the European Commission and industry voices. But, as a recent situation in the US demonstrates, digital farming carries concerns which must be thoroughly considered. While Germany is set on tightening its fertiliser regulation after the EU Commission sued the country for excessive nitrate levels in groundwater, a new study has linked agriculture, and particularly animal fattening, with groundwater pollution. Could the European Commission drop its lawsuit against Germany? Foodborne bacteria such as Salmonella and E. coli are getting harder to treat as they're becoming increasingly resistant to antibiotics used to beat them, the ECDC and EFSA have said in a recent report. Lastly, Italy's agricultural minister, Teresa Bellanova, has asked the European Commission for a postponement of some of the common agricultural policy administrative procedures to relieve Italian farmers stricken by the novel coronavirus emergency. The quote of the week this week is from Norbert Linz, chair of the Agri Committee for the European Parliament, who said that if there is a need to increase the ambition of the Green Deal, there should be the same budget for farmers as they had in the past 7 years.
And now for the agri-food news from the capitals this week, starting with France, where the new European Commissioner for Agriculture, Janusz Wojciechowski, defended a strong common agriculture policy at the Paris Agricultural Show last week. In Croatia, generational renewal, young farmers and digitalization were the key topics of the 5th National Agriculture Conference, Slavonica, held in Osijek this week. A proposed legislation act to curb spreading of the African swine fever and set minimal rules for raising pigs in households has caused a ruckus among the farming community in Romania. And now in Poland, a new support program for farmers, promised before the European Parliament elections, will enter into force on March 15. In the UK, the National Farmers Union has urged the government to ensure tariff-free trade in agricultural goods with the EU, as the UK releases its mandate for the upcoming trade negotiations with the bloc. In a letter sent to the European Commission, Italy has asked for a mandatory indication of the origin of the raw materials on front-of-pack labelling. The German government intends to reach an agreement on the insect protection law by the end of the year. Agriculture Minister Julia Klöschner and Environmental Minister Svenja Schulze announced. The legislation will include a glyphosate reduction strategy, which would limit its use by up to 75% before a ban from 2023. On our radar this week, EU Agricultural Commissioner Janusz Wojciechowski will receive representatives from the European Federation of Origin Wines, European Association of Tobacco Growers, and the Polish Beekeeping Association. Upcoming events this week include, from 9 to 10 March, Women in Agribusiness, a European summit in Paris, presenting the latest trends, outlooks and innovation in agriculture, and offering networking opportunities. However, due to the precautions taken against novel coronavirus, events in the European Parliament have been cancelled this week.
This week the podcast was produced by Euractiv's Agri-Food News team, Natasha Foote and Gerardo Fortuna, with technical support from Malte Kettelson and Mike Paubel. My name is Natasha Foote. Thanks for listening. See you next week.